This is CliffCentral.com.
Woo! Spirit! Yes, that is how we start 2018 with the weekly mash up. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, everyone. I should actually start by apologizing to you guys. We didn't actually even say Happy New Year when we left last year. We just like disappeared like thieves in the night. We were like, okay, juices, we out. But I hope that you guys had an incredible 2017, end of 2017, beginning of 2018. I am your host, Candace Mama. And unfortunately, T-Mash is not going to be joining us in studio today. Oh, miss him, but you know, we all know I make the show anyway. I'm playing. Or am I? So what did you guys get up to in 2017 in December? I've got producer Palesa in studio, but she doesn't like talking to y'all, so she just always gives me side eye whenever I speak to her. But she came in, I came into studio, and I was so happy. I was like, yes, you know, it's 2018, new things. And then she just had an attitude with me, and I was like, yo, okay. I see new year, new attitude, okay, new her. It's just like, but I thought we were friends, though. Like, I legit thought we were friends, though. But you know what? I'm not even going to try it, because I'm sure she got a man in December. And I didn't get a man in December, which is nothing new. I've been doing the show for 2 years. You guys should know this. The one consistency in the weekly mashup is Candace is single. But do not stress, guys. Do not stress, because this year, the things I'm leaving behind, we're going to actually discuss this during the show, but one thing I'm leaving behind in 2017 is my single status. I'm telling you now, I'm getting me a man, okay? I'm getting me a good man. I'm getting me a tall man. And you know what? I'm actually going to open myself up. I'm going to become the United Nations of dating. I've decided. Producer Palesa's just like, she just doesn't care. She doesn't care. But guys, I do have another co-host, since producer P does not want to speak to you guys. My co-host, you guys may know him. He's got a voice that sounds like an angel. He's one of my favorite people. He snatches my wig every single time. And his name is Tony Bala. Y'all may know him as Tony Bala Music. Hey, T.
What is up? Snatching wigs.
His ass has got deeper tendencies. Let me just tell y'all, okay? So what did happen was, Tony decided that he had other pressing matters to attend to before he was my guest. So he decided that he's going to take his ass to the West Rand, and he's not even going to drive there. He's going to get a driver to take him and a driver to bring him back. Whether that driver's Uber or a personal driver, it's none of our business.
You know, the thing is, you just never, whenever somebody's like, okay, we're meeting, you take the address and you just say, yeah, sure.
I'm close. I
don't
do that, Tony.
I kind of
Now your ass wants me to drive into like Benoni? Oh, no.
Man, I realize it now. And I was like in the car listening to the songs you're playing. And I'm like, dude, I will tip you extra. Just keep driving, keep going. I even watched your Instagram story when you went live. I'm like, okay, now she went live. Okay, let's hurry up.
Yeah, she's live. She's ready to do this thing without me. My ass is about to get replaced.
I was, man. I mean,
Tony,
welcome
to studio, first of all.
Thank you so much.
Second of all, I was just speaking about 2017 and what we're going to be discussing today, the things we are leaving in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm ready for this.
Are you ready, boo?
I'm ready for this.
There's so much stuff that needs to be left.
Right.
But first, I just want to start with some celebrity tea that I got this morning.
I mean, you gave me water, though.
Sip some water. It's all good in the hood. Let's pretend they can't see us.
Okay, well,
except on my Instagram story, go check out. No. So, I was just minding my own business.
Yeah.
Driving to work.
Mm-hmm.
Or being driven to work, because that's how we do on the weekly match.
That's how we do it. Okay? And she says, I have diva tendencies, but she got driven to work.
2017, leaving behind humbleness.
Exactly. Brag about it. Come on now. Humble for the who, for the what, and the where.
I'm playing. So, So I was minding my own business and I see on Instagram.
Yeah.
Seal, someone I happen to meet.
I saw it on your WhatsApp. I saw something about that. Yeah.
And Seal decided to tweet. You know, everyone's got this thing about like Oprah for president.
Mm-hmm.
So Seal posted a picture of Oprah and Harvey Weinstein because they happen to actually have been friends. Like, I didn't know though. So they've been friends for like the past 15 years.
Yeah.
And Oprah said that she actually heard rumors, but she wasn't sure, you know. So now Seal's calling her out on it and being like, yeah, whatever. Like, now that you want to be president, all of a sudden
you're
gonna
talk about
now you're gonna liberate
us. Okay, but has she said something? Like, where does she stand in this though?
Wait, in the Harvey Weinstein thing or the Seal thing?
No, the Harvey Weinstein thing.
Well, she said, you know, it's time for women to stand up, take back our power, you know, make this thing, you know, liberate ourselves.
Only because she got called out though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, ain't that something?
2018 exposing people. Even Oprah got exposed. What's next?
I was just like, if Oprah's wig got
some, you're like, shit. Nobody's safe.
I was just looking at all my archives. I was like, what are the skeletons dancing in my closet?
I deleted my iCloud. I was in there deleting everything. I was like, I don't want you to catch me.
Hey, nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that.
Look, because at the end of 2017, there was like a change of tide, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was this whole thing where everyone was just getting exposed.
Yeah.
Like, if you stole a Chappie when you were 9,
man,
it was coming out.
It was coming out. Like, you remember that chick in the mind that you took that one time? I was pretending I was sleeping and I saw you take that wing, okay?
Right. I just left the country. I was just like, if my skeleton get exposed, I don't want to be here for that chick.
I'm leaving.
I'll
be like, Africa for who? What? I've never been there.
An African? Oh my God, there's an African that looks like me? What?
Exactly.
I even had my accent ready. You saw how I ripped it out?
Oh, I saw that. I saw that, you know? I was like, shit, she does like, not even know us no more.
I'm telling you. But actually, I want to get into the first thing. And I want you to tell me some things you are leaving in 2017. But the one thing, because I went through this, and you are an artist, so you are definitely going to relate to this. And we're actually speaking to everyone at home. The reason I think I wanted to have this conversation is because, you know, resolutions, 2018 resolutions, I think we need to go in with a different mindset.
Yeah.
So the one thing I am leaving behind, and I need y'all to hear me, anyone who's listening,
listen, please.
One thing I'm leaving behind in 2017 is working for free.
Oh yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm just sick of that
shit. We can't have that anymore. Mm-mm. I'm tired.
Tony, I'm tired.
No.
You know why as well? Like, at first, like, you know, you work for free and then they're like, oh no, it's for opportunity cost and it's for this and it's for that.
Yeah, and the right people are going to be there and they'll see you when
you know how many right people have booked me after a gig? None.
Exactly.
Okay. So I work for free and I didn't get any bookings. If anything, I paid to be here.
Exactly.
Because petrol's again.
See, that's a problem. They're like, the right people, you're like, are they going to call me an Uber? Like,
could all the right people in this room put together some money to Uber my ass home?
Just run around. The voice, Jennifer, what's her name? Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah.
She was running around with a bucket singing to people going, okay, donations, please.
Donations.
I was like, don't be humble. Don't say it's for charity. You know you need that Uber when you get out of here.
Don't even lie to us. Like, I'm so sick of that, right?
Exactly.
And I feel like, you know, being a creative is such a tricky place to be in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's the only industry in the world where people expect you to work for free.
Oh yeah.
Like, no, I've never gone to Pick and Pay and been like, listen, sister, like, I really like Albany bread, but I don't want to pay 15 rand for it, so would you mind if I just negotiated like, and gave you 5 rand? Or actually, if I took it for free, if anything, I'm giving you like publicity for this.
Yeah, be like, I'll post about it and take a picture with you and you can get exposure.
I'll pay you an exposure. How many exposure points is this going to be? Like,
no.
I've got 100 exposure points, but I don't think it's worth the loaf of bread. So what I'm going to give you is just 90 exposure points. And I actually want you to pay me.
Exactly. Exactly.
To take this bread.
Exactly.
Because if anything, I'm doing you a favor by taking this bread off your hands.
Uh-huh.
Right? Isn't that the craziest shit?
It's intense. And I don't know. Like, I'm at a point now where I'm even just decided to go more into the business side and just get stuff going on my own, because I'm just done of also waiting for opportunities for people to actually get me to a point where I'm meeting the right people. So all about just getting the right people by myself for myself.
Oh, I love that.
Because
preach,
because it gets intense when you're just sitting there waiting for them to call you so they can let you know when your exposure is coming. I'm like, I don't need that anymore. No, I will buy a selfie light. I got my exposure. Now let's go. Let's
the get only exposure to I need is good makeup and some good light, boo. Like, that's all I'm here for.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
If I can get it myself, I don't need you.
It's too much. It is too much.
No, because I was just like, I was thinking to myself, like, I think the one thing that has killed creatives is humility, right? I think we force fed this thing of like, be humble.
Yeah.
Be humble about your talent. Be humble about what you do. Be humble about the amount of time it takes you to prepare for this.
Exactly. See, you know? That's why when you started and you said being humble, whatever, and he like jokes, I was like, I ain't joking. Because at the end of the day, we work so hard that it's okay. This year, let's stop with the humble with being humble because we're afraid of hurting somebody's feelings. We've worked so hard. It's time for us to just brag a little bit so that people know and you know, like, you've done it. You've had blood, sweat, and tears, everything. Now you're ready to talk about it and to actually share with people, like, yeah, I suffered. Yeah, I stepped in that toilet that one time. I washed my face in the toilet sink that one time to get to that show, make sure I was fresh. It comes down to, yes, you were humble, but now you've worked so hard. It's time for you to share your story. If it means you're bragging, then let them take it how they want to take it. But being humble, I'm gonna leave it in 2017. You can have it.
No, like, humility, like, I'm all for humility, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think you should maybe like put it in people's faces.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, don't go to like a homeless man and be like, I made it.
Oh no.
You know, like,
no.
don't do that shit. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
But like, at the end of the day, if you've got a talent to share with the world, like, then share your talent, but also be paid for that talent. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like a lot of the time when you're a creative or you're a musician or a photographer or, you know, an MC or a speaker, people are like, oh, anyone can do that.
Yeah, so, they think so. Until you give them a mic and you're like, here you go, boo.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, the biggest lesson I've actually had to learn getting into 2018 was, don't be afraid to leave the table.
Mm-mm.
Like I used to be so afraid to leave the table and be like, oh, you know, maybe I'm leaving an opportunity, or maybe I'm leaving that and what. But then now I'm just like, this is my go-to response now. I'm like, if they try and negotiate me down, because I will send you a fair fee for what I believe I'm worth, because I've worked my ass off to be worth this amount.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you a quotation. If you feel that, look, nah, it ain't working for me, thank you so much. Thank you so much for considering me.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm the one for this particular event.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you luck in finding someone else. And you know what? Feel free to call me in future. And the back of my mind, I'm thinking, when you can afford me, because I'm not about to negotiate again.
Yeah.
I'm not coming back to this table to be negotiated down again.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What I've just started doing is, once they ask for a coat, I go from giving them the highest as I possibly can into the lowest, but I still know I'm right there in the middle and that's what I want.
Yeah.
So that if they say that's too high, then I'm like, okay, well, we can still negotiate, but over here.
Right.
If they can do that,
yeah,
I'm out. Because it's one of those things where you're like, okay, you need me there because you know the services I can provide. Like, you literally need me. I didn't just wake up and found you. Like, you came to find me.
Like, that's the funny thing, right? So when you send over a contract or a quotation for your service because you're a musician, and you say to people, okay, that's what I'm charging, and you believe it to be fair, and they came and found you. You don't go hunting for this
job. I didn't even
know
who they were, you know?
Right? Then they want to make you feel like they're doing you a favor by using you. And I'm just like, look, boo, thank you so much.
But
keep your favor. Like, no, I'm sure there are other people in this industry that are willing to work for free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not at that point
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, you're like, you know what?
Like, I'm like, poverty left me like last year. Like, I'm done.
Exactly.
I'm done working for
Exactly. Like, but it has to happen, though. It has
to
happen. Like, I've just realized, like, especially when they do that and they want to make you feel bad about your pricing.
Always. No, but I'm like, okay, I say to myself, I'm like, when you go to an electrician, right, you know that the wires in your house aren't working.
Mm.
You know that you need a geezer for tomorrow morning shower, right?
Girl, don't even talk about geezers.
You don't.
I just changed mine yesterday.
So you know the fee that it takes to change a geezer, boo. You know. And like, you don't go to the electrician and say, oh, I can fix it myself, but I'd appreciate it if you'd fix it, but I'd like to really get it at the lowest price possible.
Mm.
If anything, actually, I'm doing you a favor by calling you out here to my house.
Exactly.
Like, but you just pay the damn quotation and keep it moving.
Exactly.
Fix my geezer and go.
And I'd prefer somebody overpays me, because then I know there's no room for disappointment.
Oh, yeah.
Than them underpaying and expecting the best, because that's why, because you have those people that will literally come at you and they're like, okay, cool, I want keys, guitar, drums, bass, everything.
They
like,
want the most.
Even bring the sound, like, smoke if you can, like, do it, like, come through, you know, snatch the weaves. And I'm like, okay, but what's your code? And they're like, yeah, I only have like 2,000 rand. And you're like, oh, like, what does that do?
You're like, I can't even pay for a weed with that money. No, hell?
Like,
and that's the thing, right? And actually, you brought up such a great point. I think when, whenever I've negotiated down in business, right? And especially when you represent yourself and you, or your own management team and stuff. Whenever I've negotiated down, the funny thing is the clients I've negotiated down with usually gives me the most flack, number one. Number two, they demand the most.
Yeah.
Oh, like, no, they're always asking for the most. And you just like...
And usually for me, they're the ones that even come on stage and they're like, can you turn it down a little bit? Like, they'll come at me as I'm trying to perform and get on stage right by my ear, like, turned down. I'm like, can't you see my sound engineers over there? Like,
no.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like one of those things. I'm like, well, what are you playing at? I've already cut you some discounts over
no,
here.
That's why I'm just like, no more discounts.
No.
Like, and actually, like, there's a beautiful negotiation strategy that I learned, which is, it's fine to negotiate your fee down, right? As long as there's something else you are getting out of the equation. So you're getting still the value that you're worth. So for example, if you're a musician, you say, listen, thank you so much. Yes, it's okay. I understand you guys don't have a financial budget for this particular thing. However, I'd need my performance video recorded by a professional videographer.
Yeah.
And I'd need that material and to own that material. And usually they'll say, okay, cool, the event was going to be videographed anyway. So, and then the value you're getting out of that is actually worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
So I get that. And I also do stuff like that. But yeah. I will also go to the extent of just telling them, okay, cool, but just make sure my band or whoever I'm working with has food and drinks the whole event.
Yes.
Because then you're already underpaying. So we're not, we're not trying to go fish for our own drinks and food. with the coin you just supplied, you know, the... You know,
we all know all I'm paying for is petrol to get you.
Exactly. You know, so like I will include certain things. I'm like, okay, cool.
You
then
have to
cover all these things and we'll be there and we will do the best for you.
Oh, you got to leave it behind, guys. Like, it's seriously. Gone. And I think, you know, we've come to a time in our lives whereby we are all like in the millennial generation. Everyone that's in their younger years, we are more ambitious, I think, than a generation before us. So we are working a lot harder because I mean, there was that whole stereotype that millennials are lazy, but I feel like we're actually more entrepreneurial.
Yeah, we're working our asses off over here, okay?
Right? And we're not following the path that everyone else has taken. We're kind of like paving our own path, which makes it incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
Because you not only are you your own manager, you are your own makeup person, stylist.
Everything.
Stage man, crew. You know,
security sometimes. I even have to kick people off myself. I'm just like, hey, yo.
You'd be halfway through your melody like, oh, no.
You have to cut that note like, no. I'm trying to snatch a weave here. Just... Give me a sec.
I'm defeated by you. Okay, and another thing I think we are leaving behind in 2018 is fake... I've already said fake humility, but reclaiming our accomplishments. Right? What do you think about that? Like, we are leaving behind along with fake humility, but we're starting to claim our own achievements. Right? So if you have performed with Beyonce, it ain't no thing to put it on your resume. The reason I charge so much is because Beyonce paid me so much.
Exactly. But that's where I was going. Like you don't just perform with Beyonce because you just woke up and did it. You worked your ass off to make sure you get... That's why I was like, this year, I'm going to talk about everything I've accomplished. Like, call me whatever you want. If I was on stage with Beyonce, John Legend, whoever, I'm going to talk about that shit. Like,
if you
no
open
tomorrow.
The show
exactly.
for anyone.
Exactly.
If you did a concert that is incredible and you know that artists... like seek that event.
Yeah.
If you did something that was great with your life, why are we not allowed to claim it?
Because then people call it bragging. That's I'm like,
no,
you know
that's
what?
Some bullshit.
Let me brag then. Sit down, let me brag real quick.
Call me what you want. I'm claiming mine.
Exactly. And I actually had an argument with my friends about this because this past December time, I decided to take a bit of a break on just performing and just actually spend time with my friends.
Yeah.
So there was this new dude that joined the circle. I did not approve of that, firstly. Joins
no
the squad
friends.
And I'm just like, but who is you though? You know? And then, so what I do around my friends is I will never talk about what I do around my friends because it's just one of those things where when we're together, we just want to joke around, have
you
fun.
Have a good time.
You know?
Yeah.
And so... I guess he knew what I did and followed my Instagram and everything. So I get home, don't know how nigga man got my number, but he messaged me, goes, what do you do? Like, especially with like your money and stuff. Like, what are you? Like, what? what do you do? Who have you worked with? Like those kind of vibes. And I was just like, sorry, wait, what? Who are you? What?
Y'all can't see us, but I'm rolling my eyes real heavy.
She rolled them so hard she saw her brain, child.
I'm like, don't play me. But, don't play me.
But it was one of those things where once I started talking about what I do, like how I, like music, performances, everything, emceeing, whatnot, then it was, oh, so you just bragging now. I'm like, but you've never even heard me talk about these. You found me. You looked up what I did and wanted to talk about it, and now I'm bragging.
And not only that, right? So it's also, it is funny that in social settings, it does become an issue whereby, you know, there's a certain level of, we not, like, I mean, you people are sleeping on your ass. Like, seriously, like, on you. Like, no, seriously, when I discovered your music, I was, like, blown away. No joke.
You were like, hold on.
No, seriously, like, I posted it everywhere. I was just like, y'all gotta check him out. He's ridiculous. Like, he's crazy. And you are. You're ridiculously talented. And I'm not just saying that, but I really mean it. And I think that sometimes, like, when you're an upcoming, like, talent, or you're an upcoming star in whatever profession you're in, and you don't have the millions of Instagram followers yet, or you don't have the celebrity status yet, right? As you climb up, I find that there's a lot of fake people that come along on that little ladder because they don't know if you're gonna make it, but they'd rather be on the train just in case you do.
Oh, I've had someone whisper in my ear while I'm trying to like just do it and dip it in the club, and they went, you know what, I'm just here to use you, I'm here to hang out with you and use you. And I was like, wait, hold on, what?
This is where the zipping and zooming stops.
No, it
and
did.
You leave.
No, I got real wretched in like a split second, and everyone had to like grab me, and I was just like, get that one out of here, like, we're not doing that, not today. Especially because they had gotten in there for free because of me.
Oh no.
And so once they got in there and said that, I was like, I don't even know you. Like, someone WhatsApped me your name and was like, can you put them on the list too?
You've got your industry connections.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
You're well known within the industry. You may not be well known in the public, but you're well known within
the
industry.
Yeah, like I'm getting there, you know?
Yeah.
It was intense. It was intense. And like, I'm leaving all that. And
no,
a lot of people ask me, why are you saying you're keeping your circle small? I'm like, you know what?
You have
the smaller the better.
The smaller the better, because if I told three people and a fourth person knows, only one of your three people could have told, because
exactly.
I can tell.
Exactly.
So loose lips sink ships.
Exactly.
You need to know who in your squad is the talker.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Because I mean, I think the one thing like I love, like the one thing I never hide is who I am as a person. Mm. Like I don't, yes, I do the whole speaking on forgiveness and reconciliation, and
man,
I do incredible
videos
work.
Give me life.
Aw, thank you, baby. but I do all this work. However, I've also got a very different side of myself that, you know, I'm very fun. I'm out there, you know, I'm doing the most.
You know, behind the scene.
Behind the scenes, baby. And I don't hide the fact that I love dating. I don't hide the fact that I'm out there zipping it and doing it.
Man, I had my first date today. 2018.
Yes, baby. Yes. Snatch.
I know, right?
We're going to get to dating. I'm definitely getting there. I'm
like, okay,
getting
now
there.
We need to get there.
I'm so glad you brought it up. But, you know, I think it's so important to be upfront about who you are so that no one can come out and be like, oh, she acts or he acts like this in public, but he's this person behind
the
scenes.
I'm the same old person on stage, off stage, and people always go, no, have a stage persona. I'm like, for the what? So that you guys can then post about me dipping it after a show and be like, look what he does. When
They're trying to get you down before you even get up.
Exactly.
No, I don't
exactly.
Get that. So you mentioned something so interesting. One of my favorite topics ever.
Dating.
I love dating. Like, okay, so first of all, before we even get into dating, like, how do you find dating in the new age of technology?
Like, man, it's complicated. Technology is supposed to make it easier.
But fucks it up.
But yeah, it does.
Straight up.
It does. From just how shallow the people are that go in there, like, it's very hard to find someone that's really honest and they're actually there for the right intentions. And sometimes they'll post about it like it's like they're there for the right reasons.
Oh yeah.
And then you meet
like,
them and it's
just I'm just looking for authentic, pure love.
Yeah.
I'm not into hookup culture.
Yeah.
Aww.
And then you get their WhatsApp and like, hey, yo, so you wanna come through right now? Like, you can just dip
there
right now.
They're like, I was just saying that in case any of my brother's friends are on there.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. But it's actually really hard with technology. It's really
difficult.
Plus there's some of them that know how to use that face tune and Photoshop.
Ooh,
and
child.
You know, you just meet up being like, your twin coming.
No, but dating is so hard. Like, I find dating, I think I've never been on so many dates with so many different types of people. Mm-hmm. So that's always fascinating. You know, you meet someone who's like necessarily like he's an investment banker, and you're like, you're not in that field, you're not in that circle. So it's refreshing.
But that's what I want to do. I'm not trying to date anyone that's doing what I'm doing.
Right. That's the thing. So people always ask me, like, and especially on apps like Tinder, or, you know, when they slide into the DMs, they'll always ask me, like, why aren't you dating someone? Like, why are you on this app, or why are you single, whatever? And I'll be like, because I'm not trying to date no one in my industry. Like, there's no one in my industry that I want
to
date.
And thing is, they think it's so easy for us to find someone because when we get off stage, everybody wants us. they don't really want you. They just want to be around you because of what you do. So,
oh my God.
So when you go out and take time to actually find people, most of the people you find don't even know what you do until...
Oh my God. That is so true.
You know?
Okay. So speaking on that, do you find... Because I don't necessarily have that situation. I don't have a situation where... Or at least I've had like a few bum niggas, like, you know, a bleep the N-word. I've had a few
shots fired.
I've had a few bums, like, you know, when they find out what I do, they'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm actually like an aspiring DJ, like, could I come on your show? And I'm like, no.
Oh, I have no. About 6-7 WhatsApps that want me to organize some shows, and and they sing. Aww. And I'm like, so why didn't you tell me this on Tinder? I would have blocked you right there.
It wouldn't have gotten to WhatsApp. Why are you on my WhatsApp?
No.
Leave me alone.
No. Like, literally, I now even have a second SIM card. It's like, I'm going to like start changing numbers. Like, I can't do
it. You are taking this dating thing seriously. No.
You know why does I take it seriously?
Yeah.
But now I can't actually even leave this number because it's also my business number.
Oh, sure, Stoney. How are you going to give them your business number for WhatsApp?
No,
I only had one number, okay?
I only had one number for everything, okay? It's only 2018. I'm like, okay,
2018,
cool.
You're leaving behind one phone.
Yeah.
We're on to two phones.
I was like, this one phone's going to be from 9 to 5. And this one's going to be a...
You got issues. I thought I took my dating seriously, but I don't know. Like, you know what I found? Like, the one question I constantly ask myself and I'm grappling with and I'm trying to figure out in 2018 is, do I enjoy dating or do I want a relationship? Because it's one thing someone, right? It's like one thing to go on a date with someone, right? Because it's fun. You guys are getting to know each other. You're geeking, ha-haing. But then it's another thing to say, like, I'm committed to this individual. Like, this is my man. This is my boo. This is the person I'm going to call.
Yeah.
You know, when shit hits the fan. And I don't know. I don't trust people like that. Like, I haven't met someone that I can trust like that and be like, this is my... Boo.
That's the one thing that I'm learning going into this year, because I was never really like a serial dater.
Yeah.
But this year, like, I was just like, you know, actually from when I took the break in December, I was you know what, just see people.
You
make
found
friends.
Yourself.
Like, there's some people even on Tinder that I'm just saying yes to, but it's just for friends. You know, I'm just like, you know what?
How dare you?
We're gonna
you?
Be such
how
good friends
you?
This year.
Talking about friends, actually, I want to know, like, should we, like, how many people are you leaving the friend zone behind in 2018 or what?
I'm opening up just
you
just
are creating
a
residence,
you know,
you're creating like a whole home village.
I'm
for your friends.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to have a squad that might just take each other for a group date, you know.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying. No like, you know, it's so funny, like, I love and like, I don't intentionally friendzone someone, but when I get on a date with you, whether it was Tinder or whatever, so if it's our first date, right, and I'm seeing you for the first time and we're engaging for the first time, I already know within the first 0.3 seconds
if
you are going to be...
I always say one word into friendzone. Like, just...
One. Like, you literally just go, hey, oh, shit, look at that. He's in the pits of, oh, is that the friendzone?
Yeah, like, here's your coupon. Welcome.
Here's your welcome card. This is how you enter. This is how you swipe.
Exactly. You know?
And it's so sad because I'm like there was this one guy, bless him. He was so sweet. Like, he was really so nice. And I enjoyed talking to him via like WhatsApp and stuff before we met. And we chat. But like, when we met in person, there just wasn't that thing. Right?
It was one of those.
And then, like, because there was no spark, I was like, oh, let me just try. Then I was like, no, fuck that. Because, listen, I don't want no guy trying with me. I don't want a guy, like, looking at me and being like, oh, there's no shame.
me just give her it. You know,
I'm like,
what?
Honey, I'm the whole meal. I'm the starter, the main, the dessert. Like, you are not trying here. This is your final destination.
We're not even snacking, okay?
I'm your final destination, damn it.
Exactly.
Like, you're not about to look at me with pity in your eyes and say, let's try.
No. I don't know if I can really talk about this, but I'm an open book. So my last
open
relationship,
book,
you know.
Open it.
She was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
We just knew each other as friends before, but we were just those friends that when they're drunk, just make out a little bit, wake up in the morning, cuddles, nothing super sexual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, just talking, realizing, okay, cool, maybe this person and I can be more than friends, because whenever we're around each other, would end up...
The vibe's good.
Yeah,
the
people would be like, why aren't
y'all sitting
like this? Why are you know, those kind of things. So we ended up dating, but I ended up breaking up with her because... I realized I didn't miss her when she was gone. Not in a bad way, but in a way of when you're in a relationship, you always want your boo thing there. Like, you're always thinking about them, right?
My soul felt that.
No, but it's nothing malicious or anything. But
no,
it was
but you don't feel it.
You know. And like, even letting her go, like, we're still friends, we still even hang out again, and like, we're fine. But that line was crossed only because of
curiosity.
Deciding to swim out of the friendship zone and be like, you know what, let's do it, let's get it.
You know, I don't know, like, everyone's like, yeah, you should marry your best friend, and I'm like,
no,
I want to do that. I really want my partner in future to be my best friend, but to become my best friend after the attraction is built, because I know that attraction only like wanes in future. Like, the longer you're with someone, that attraction level does start to drop quite a bit as you stay together. So I don't want you to meet you unattracted to you. Now force myself to be attracted to you. Then when you make me mad, I realize how unattracted to you I am.
Yeah, you ugly son of a...
How did I end up here?
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying? Wait, but on that though, here's a question.
Yeah.
What do you think is the difference between an actual soulmate and a best friend? Because I've gotten things like you might fall in love with your best friend, but they might not be a soulmate, or your soulmate might be your best friend, or your lover may not be a soulmate, but your soulmate lies in your best friend. Like,
you know what? Yes, that's actually interesting, because I love the whole soulmate concept, but I also think we get different types of soulmates. I think, like, you can get a friend who's just your soul. Like, you know, that person, when you're with them, you guys, time flies because you guys are so connected.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you guys are apart, you guys know what each other's thinking. You know, you're so connected. But then there's like a romantic relationship that could come into your life and be your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's some people, like, the one thing I've had to learn, which is difficult. It's so difficult for me because I'm an attacher. Like, I'm like, argh. But like, when some people come into your life, they're not there for the whole season.
No.
They're there for a couple of,
the
you know.
Leaves.
Yeah. No. Yes. They're the autumn leaves.
Exactly.
They're just about to fall off.
Exactly.
You know?
That was the one thing that I also had to learn. You know, you have your leaves, you have your branches, you have your roots. And like, it's up to you to decipher who's who and like what's happening. And that can be hard as hell.
That's so hard, because sometimes you can be so physically attracted to someone but know that they're not for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the hardest one.
Those are your snacks.
Yeah, but the snacks are the hardest. You're a man, so it's very difficult. Like, it's very different for a woman, right? So a woman can be, if a woman's attracted, and correct me if I'm wrong, if a woman is attracted to someone, it's a lot harder for her to let that person go if there's a romantic attraction there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, if I just have like an emotional attraction to you, I'm good. Like, I'll cut you loose. Bye, boo. Sorry, didn't work. But if there's a physical attraction there, I'm like, it's like a drug. It's like I'm addicted to that person.
You just keep going back.
You know, like every time they look at you, you're like, ooh, I'm blushing.
Like, come here real quick.
Yeah, exactly. You hear them, you see them calling you, and you just want to grab your phone.
Exactly.
You don't care who you were. You could be sitting with Barack Obama. You're like, Barack, my man is calling. I got to go.
Exactly. You know? Go chat to Michelle or something.
Yeah. You got a woman, like, you go do you, boo. You do you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So I don't know. I feel like you can find soulmates in different people. But I also think that in today's society, it's very difficult finding someone that you're both physically attracted to and emotionally and mentally attracted to. You know, so I don't know. Maybe we're just young. Maybe we just have too many options. Maybe we're just swiping too much.
Yeah, I'm going to just go get myself a sugar mama. Some little older, you know?
Someone a little something.
My mom would slap it right out of me.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, okay, so someone on Facebook, Jansa van Rensburg, Peter, says, your love of your life, the love of your life must have all the qualities that you have mentioned. Mm. A soulmate, a best friend, a lover, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yansa, I agree with you, boo. But the thing is, like, these streets are really hard to find someone. Like, it is, like, it's hard to find someone who's well-balanced mentally. Mm. Like, I find a lot of crazy people. And maybe it's because I'm crazy. Like, they're just a reflection on my inner soul.
Crazies just keep finding crazies. Okay?
Crazy is as crazy does. Maybe I just keep finding the crazies because I'm one of them.
Exactly.
I'm like, I'm so sane, but...
I'm so sane with your eye twitching. You're just like...
Okay. I want to actually go back to... I did an Instagram poll, which I'm obsessed with these days. And a question I asked... I'm going to ask you a two-part question. I think you might have seen the poll, but I want to know your point of view on it. So, do you think it's okay to be friends with an ex? Like, for you. You to be friends with your ex.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm friends with three or four of my exes. Okay, so I've never had a breakup that was like
bitter.
Yeah, like, well, there's one. She still calls and wants her shoes back, and I don't even know where her shoes are.
Shoes back, Tony. Nothing cheap.
No, she left them at a friend of mine's house, and then I didn't even know this. And so once we broke up, she tells me this, and I'm like, okay, let me
Tony,
call them and find out where your shoes are.
Her shoes back.
And then I find out, okay, the maid probably took them or threw them out. But now she still thinks I have the shoes when she left them there on her own.
Boo, go buy her new shoes.
But yeah, so okay. I'm friends with all my exes except that one.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think it comes from the situation before you guys got together.
Yes, yes, yes. How it became.
Exactly. And after. Because some people, it might, like one of them, it was really toxic.
Okay.
But... there was just something about letting go of the relationship that kind of made us better people.
Oh, okay. And so just, it kind of pacified us.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, like now we still chat, like on WhatsApp. If she's not okay, yeah. If I'm not okay, it's one of those where we call each other, we just talk, and it never comes down to, you know, I still love you, right? Like,
that's
it's and it's been like 3 years, but okay. We've never even gone back there again.
Okay, can I tell you something? I believe I'm a fairly secure woman.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I'm very confident in who I am and blah, 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 all the great things. But like, I'm okay with being friends with my exes, with me being friends with my exes, because I trust me. I
you
know
just
how
don't
I
trust
feel.
Your boot tank.
No, no. So if you are good friends with an ex, I just need you to tell me on the first date so I can leave and we can stop wasting each other's time because this is not how it's going to work.
Okay, so you want to be okay with your exes and be friends, but not the person you're dating.
I'm a complete hypocrite. I'm a woman. But and that's completely okay with me. And, you know, it's a double standard, I know.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, I don't know. I don't necessarily enjoy, especially if it's like, no, we're good friends. We hang out. Like, I'm just going to go to Lisa's house. Are you going to Lisa's house? No, I'm not going to do that. That's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to be asking you 21 questions every time you leave the house. Yeah. Oh, is Lisa going to be there?
But then,
oh, what's Lisa saying?
But
oh,
what about
I
you, though?
I want you to meet Lisa.
But what about
no,
you, though?
I'm not going to impose my exes on you.
Okay.
You know, if I'm friends with them, like, they also understand you got to take a back seat, boo, because I got someone now and it's just going to bring tension into the relationship.
Well, it makes sense when you say that. Like, I also wouldn't drag my exes into my relationship.
Because you know, they're those people, and I've experienced it, whereby they're like, oh, I want you to meet Susie. She's like my best friend.
And we dated
all,
for
no,
20
no,
years.
No, 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 they don't say that. And I'm first of all, I'm like, okay, I don't want to meet no Susie, but I'm a grown woman. I'll put it aside. I'll just like be mature. What I'm leaving in 2017. lying to myself.
Yeah.
Then I'll say like, oh, okay, cool. No, like I'll meet Susie. Then I get there and Susie's like low-key sub-tweeting me. Mm. Like she'll like low-key fire shots like pow-pow. Oh, he usually goes for women with more meat on their bones. Oh, he's never brought a brown girl before. Oh, he's just, and you're, like, men are dumb.
I wish they could
men
see my face.
Like, men are so dumb. Like, men are like, oh, isn't she amazing? And you're like, she's been firing shots the whole dinner.
You're like, I need a medic.
I'm like, I need the police to hold me back.
Security.
No, but, right? And I think... and like the one thing I'm not going to do is compete for a man's affection, you know? So like if you've got Susie, I wish you guys the best. I love, oh, bye. But you're going to need to ship that ship right out of my life.
Yeah, no.
You're not bringing that drama into my life. Mm-hmm. Susie's not going to see me one day and then wake up and be like, what does she see in Bob that I haven't seen in Bob?
Ooh.
Actually, Bobby. No. That's not going to happen, okay? Because I'm not going to prison. I'm too young.
She don't I want no Jerry life. Springer, people.
I'm not going on Jerry Springer. I'm not going on Maury. Oh, whose baby geez. Is this? Oh. None of that.
That show makes me nervous.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, I just think it's easier if you've got... If you are not friends with people that you have romantically been with...
Mm.
Then I'll sleep easy, you sleep easy, life is good.
Mm.
You know, so that's just my standpoint. Like, I'm all the friends you need. Like, your happiness
but,
is right
but,
here.
But on that though, I wouldn't want my actual best friend to be my partner, like in a relationship. Because okay. there's some things I wouldn't want to tell,
yeah.
you know.
Okay, but like you can have, why must it be a female?
Oh,
like,
okay.
why can't you have a male
best
friend?
Yeah.
Like, you can have a best friend. I don't mind. Like, you can have a rugby squad of best friends. I'm good with that, too.
Like, I don't care.
When you and the guys go out, I'm chilled. Like, I've got my own things. I got my own friends. I like dipping it and doing it on my own.
So you wouldn't even want them having that one girl that's just super butch and like in the group? Like,
no, if she's lesbian, great. Yes, girl. Yes, Suzette. Get it. Slay them. But no, if you are straight in any way, shape or form, I do not want you around someone I'm seeing, period. It's just the way it is.
And you guys don't understand the pettiness that's happening.
It is so petty wop. No, but you know what's so funny? I've like had this conversation so many times in the past few days. I've had it with my family, my mom and my brothers, and my whole family feels the same. And I was like, either we are petty ass family or we're just not lying to ourselves. Because the biggest problem I found, and this is, guys, we are still talking about things we're leaving in 2017. But the one thing I'm leaving in 2017 is lying to myself.
Mm.
I will no longer lie to myself and say, oh, I'm so secure in myself. Like, you can be best friends with every single woman. Like, I'm so good. No, I'm not good.
You like that?
You know, no, boo.
We're not like, playing that game.
It's okay. Like, you go back on Tinder, you swipe away. I'll go back on Tinder, I'll swipe away. Like, life is good. Like, let's not bring stress into each other's lives.
Yeah, that makes sense, though. Like, as long as you know where you stand, and like,
you gotta know.
Because it gets hard. Because then they start looking at you thinking you're crazy because you told them something else and now you're acting a different way.
And I used to be that person. That's the worst part. Like, I used to, one of my friends and I, docile, we always joke and we like, whenever we meet a guy, or whenever we'd meet a guy, especially like, you know, after school, like, you know, when we were around 19, going on to, we were so striving to be Beyonce's independent woman.
Mm.
So we were like, okay, you know, whenever I didn't even know she was doing it. But then one day I confided that I was doing it. So I'd say to her, you know, friend, like whenever I meet a guy, I'm always like, I am a strong, independent woman, you know, like I don't need just to check in. I'm not like these other women who are like going to be like on you. And then. Like, and then a week later, I'm like, why isn't he calling?
You're like, why'd you check in?
And then he looks at me like, she is crazy.
You said you don't need that.
And the worst part is I'll be brushing my teeth and I'll be like, who is this person? Why am I this person?
So you also yell at yourself in the mirror?
Yes. You know, there's no worse shame than when you're shaming yourself in the mirror.
Oh, I do that. I do that every time I'm drunk. Every time after a few drinks, I'm yelling at myself. You know, how dare you look at you? You can't
look
even stand
you.
Right now.
If they could see me now,
you think your mama proud?
They would disown me. I don't have a family. Shit.
No, that's me every time I'm drunk. I have a lot of mirror conversations.
A lot of.
And okay. The weird thing is, I remember all of them.
Oh, isn't that the worst? Like for me, like actually knowing that about myself, the one thing I now never do is like. I never take people's excuses of like I was drunk, I didn't know, because I'm like, when I'm drunk I fully know. I wake up knowing. Like, I wake up ashamed, I wake up sad, I wake up knowing.
And if you don't know, you're ready for it. It's gonna keep coming back, and like pieces of memory are just gonna keep coming back. Like, oh,
like you'll be sitting at dinner and be like, oh, shit.
That was me this whole for 4 days after I came back from Smoking Dragon, because of everything I did there that I couldn't remember.
That's intense. Smoking Dragon.
While I was recovering from that hangover,
yeah.
I'd be in bed and I'd feel like I'm just a psychic or something, seeing visions. I'm like, what did
you're
you
like,
do?
I've got a gift. Okay, to wrap up the show, I want you to tell me three things in quick summary. Three things you are going into 2018 with.
Man, structure. That's the first one, because I realized I was just on autopilot. Like, whatever that came, I was doing it. But this time I want to be more structured.
Have purpose behind it.
Exactly, you know, and like everything I do, except being late for today. You know, I didn't mean to do that. And then from there, I think just patience in myself and in other people.
Yeah.
Because I'm very quick to just
cut things off.
And people are like, yeah, he's just savage. I'm like, I know that's a thing, but not really, you know? And just working harder. Because this year I see myself doing more things than I did last year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
It feels like a good year. And like, I think that's the one thing.
Start on the right note.
It feels like such a good year. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same for me. I think besides the things we believe in, I think I'm definitely coming in with more confidence.
Yeah.
In my abilities and what I offer in my career. I want to come in with more resilience. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, like, because resilience comes with patience.
It does.
Patience is such a difficult thing. Oh, like, it is, there's nothing worse than when you've typed up a contract or, you know, you've done something and now you got to just wait.
You
can't be sending them every 2 minutes. So, did you get the email? Mm-hmm. Did you consider it? Mm-hmm. Where are you? Mm-hmm. Are you alive?
Even
did your wife kill you?
Oh, I do that a lot. Like, I will find you on social media and tag you. Are you alive?
Now we know
petty
why they didn't book
petty gang.
And I think what Oprah said in her speech at the Golden Globes, I think the one thing I actually want to do, and I think I've always done this, but I want to do it even more so this year, is just living in my truth. You know, like, no more LOL when I don't mean it.
Yeah.
No more laughing emoji when I don't mean it. You know, like, when you say something that's true but you put a laughing emoji just because you don't want to offend someone. Done.
No, that was me this morning. I was just not putting any emojis. No, in the car, there was someone that just stood me up and just pissed me off. So I just wasn't putting any. I was doing just one word, one letter.
Like,
replies.
Living your truth, bro. Like, you know, I'm so done lying to people with laughing emojis. Like, it's like, no, but you know, you really irritated me when you did. Ha! No, it's a lie. Mm-mm. I'm not laughing.
You should
I'm
see
not
my
laughing.
Face right now.
Yeah. I want you to know what you did was wrong.
Exactly.
You know, like, why? And I'm like, you know, because I think that comes with a lot of, like, not wanting to be excluded from certain things, or you don't want people to not like you. Well, now I'm just like, I'm okay.
To just label you as that emotional
I'm okay
one.
With y'all. I'm okay with y'all not liking me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so okay. 2018, I'm going in okay with people not liking
exactly.
me.
Exactly. You have to be comfortable with that, because it comes from you just knowing yourself and, like you said, knowing your truth, and, like, you have to be okay.
And I want everyone listening to the Weekly Mashup to know that today.
Yeah, we,
like,
and we love you guys.
Be comfortable,
you know,
y'all.
Be comfortable. Snatch a few wigs and
snatch
let them
snatch a
talk.
Wig. Okay. Get out there looking like a snack.
Exactly.
A whole meal.
A whole meal.
When your man has a female friend, ask him, "Where your happiness is here?
Where else are you trying to look?
Where else are you going? Like, do I not give you, am I all, not all the woman that you need?
Exactly. Like, why are you still going after those potatoes?
I used to not tell you that I'm every woman. It's all in me, baby. You don't need no female friends. It's all in me. Okay. Just pick up the phone. I will be there.
Exactly.
And that is how we are going to leave the Weekly Mashup today.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you have any last words to say, Tony?
Oh, man. Y'all be strong, hey? Y'all be strong. I know it's kind of hard because there's no money in them pockets right now. But keep going. I know we have like 91 more days of January, but it's okay.
If you can make it through January, you can make it through
anything.
Made
it. You made it in life.
All 10 months.
Exactly.
If you can make it through all 10 months of January, you've made it.
Yeah.
Like, nothing else can destroy you after this month.
No, no way.
And put away omunye. Put away akana mali, anything that made you make bad decisions in December.
You don't need them right now.
You don't need those memories in your life taking you backwards. We are just about moving forward.
Cut those songs and those people out for 2018.
No, Sister Bettina.
No.
We're not going to Durban. There's no beer waiting for us. We are done. And on that beautiful note, guys, catch us again on the Weekly Mashup next week. Thank you for listening, and have a great 2018.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Oh, and go follow Tony Bala Music, guys.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.